Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So in reviewing the text I was given for this week, something just jumped out at me about TV commercials, infomercials. And one of the commercials that really jumped out at me is one that drives me crazy, but it's the free. What's a four-letter word for free? It's free. You also have the infomercials of order this and get this for free. Then there's all the free delivery. But if you're like me, you're always wondering, all right, what's the catch? What's the small print say? Where's the fine print? And is it really free? But this brings us to our salvation. What about our salvation? You ever find yourself still trying to work for it? Trying to earn your salvation? Still believing that it's too good to be true? Looking for the catch? Still looking for the fine print? Which are actually footnotes in your Bible, by the way. What about expiration dates? You looking for an expiration date on this free offer of salvation? Well, let's listen to the text for today. It comes from the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter. It says, "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy, and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money on that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me, that your soul may live. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David." Now, in researching this particular section, I was looking at a commentary, and I thought they hit it actually perfect when they said, "The Hebrew text brings out even more strongly than can be done in an English translation the idea of a gracious giving on the part of the Lord. The rich nourishment, the refreshing sweetness of his spiritual blessings are offered in the gospel altogether free and for nothing. Everything else in the world costs something. It must be paid in money or in labor or in some act representing compensation for value received. Only the mercies of David in the salvation of Christ costs absolutely nothing." The substance of this verse is contained in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. You'll find it sounding very, very much the same when Jesus states, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So in the first part of the passage from Isaiah, you hear God calling out to all people. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. The problem is, in our sinful nature, our ego drives. We seek that salvation on our own. We seek it through work, through trying to do things, trying to earn that salvation. But in the reading today, we hear God inviting us, calling us, if you will. In Matthew, you hear the same thing. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You'll see it again in the book of John. Chapter 6, verse 35 says, "Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Again, just a few verses later, in verse 51, He says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I give for the life of the world is my flesh. So the question beckons, why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? In reality, we are exerting ourselves in a vain effort to gain the true, lasting peace of mind through acts of our own righteousness. In our arrogance, we won't receive that free gift. We want to earn it on our own. But let me remind you of something. If we feel that we need to add to and we need to earn for ourselves, you are effectively saying the sacrifice that Christ made on that cross was not enough for your salvation. I'm also reminded of another passage a little later in Isaiah chapter 64 where he says, when you did awesome things that we did not look for, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From of old, no one has heard or perceived by ear. No eye has seen a God besides you who acts for those who wait for him. You meet him who joyfully works righteousness, those who remember you in your ways. Behold, you were angry, and we sinned. And in our sins we've been a long time. And shall we be saved? We have all become like one who is unclean. And all of our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us, and you have made us melt in the hand of our own iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Be not so terribly angry, O Lord, and remember not iniquity forever. Behold, please look, for we are your people. What do we learn? We learn that when our righteous deeds reflect the work of God in us, God receives the glory and the honor. But when we are working for ourselves toward our own salvation, those same righteous deeds are but filthy rags. Remember the text? Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money on that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. So why are we working so hard? Why do we feel that we need to add to what Christ has done? Why do we go out and say, if I do this, God will love me more? If I do this, he'll forgive me for what I did yesterday? When in reality, the very God of the universe wants to give it to you freely. Over and over, he gives us more abundantly than we can even handle. Just look at the gospel lesson from today. 5 loaves, 2 fish. Thousands and thousands of people were fed. And there was leftovers. More leftovers than what they started with. It doesn't get more abundant than that. So what is this bread? What is the rich food? Is it not God's word? Is Jesus not the living Word? Are we not reminded in John 1, the Word was with God and the Word was God in the beginning? Who is Jesus? He is the bread of life. And He wants you to see. He wants you to come to Him. He wants you to taste and see that the Lord is good. We are given this food without money or price. We are free to grow with Him and with each other through this living Word, through this free offering of bread. Refresh yourself daily by eating until you are filled and overflowing with the unspeakable hope and joy that's provided in that meal. Share the meal. Share it with your family, your friends, your co-workers. In forms of groups or worship, see Jesus laboring through you in your communities, bearing the fruit of righteousness, not to be saved, but because you're already saved. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, do not labor for that which is not bread. Jesus has already earned your salvation. He has already paid your bill. He has already settled your debt with the Father. Stop expending all your energy on trying to pay for that which you can never pay off. Instead, refresh yourself daily in His Word, eating until you are full of the Spirit, overflowing with His grace, His mercy, His love, pouring it out on all those around you, showing everyone the treasures that await us all in heaven. We can offer hope in times of great despair, removing the yoke of slavery to sin, opening the door to the free gift of salvation that can only be received, not earned. Showing people they are not left abandoned. The Father loves them and seeks to live in their hearts, having an intimate and personal relationship with them. And they need not work for it. Brothers and sisters, share that bread with others. The bread that is free, that is without cost, that is without price. Now it is my sincere prayer for everyone who can hear me today, that Jesus would work in you and that you would become a beacon of hope and of joy to all, and that people would be drawn to you and see the Father's work in you and they would glorify Him. Now may the Word of God fill our hearts and minds and grant us the peace that passes all understanding. I ask this all in His mighty name. Amen. Amen. Please rise for a time of prayer.